Well, it was good to, you know, have everybody back on the practice field today, having Jared out there, Adrian, you know, full participation. So I think all our guys are looking forward to this ball game for obvious reasons. We've had a good week of practice, and now it's a matter of continuing what we have to get done from a mental standpoint, but physically, we're in pretty good shape. So should be quite a contest. Looking forward to having you know, playing in front of our fans at Mall of America Field and just having that place rocking. Should be a good day.
Everybody going to be probable on the injury report then?
Yes.
Any concern with Jared once he starts banging around a little bit that there may be a recurrence of the back spasms or even shoulder?
Nothing that our trainers have told me I had to be concerned about. They think with the treatment that he's gotten this week and the way he performed today in practice, he should be fine. Now, that doesn't mean something couldn't happen, but they haven't warned me that was a possibility.
Russ, are you able to judge what the resting Antoine has done for him this year?
I think it's really helped, Mark, when you look at the fact that he's still playing at a high level this late in the season, and you consider, you know, what has happened in the past. We've taken a different approach with him, and I think it's worked out, you know, to our benefit. It's great to have him on the field, in the meetings, playing in games and playing well. The rest, I think, has to have played a major part in that.
And how do you judge when to get a veteran? Would Jared be a guy that you'd do that with?
Sure. I mean, you know, you want to be able to do that not only with Jared, but Kevin Williams is another guy. Obviously, Adrian, because of, you know, coming back from injury and playing as hard as he's been playing. But with some of those veterans who have a number of years in our league, you want to kind of, you know, keep an eye on how they're practicing, the number of reps they're getting, and, you know, you're trying to get the most out of them on Sunday. So you do have to be conscious of putting a lot of reps on them, especially if you're expecting a lot from them in a ball game.
Are you thinking you still might make a move on the 53, or at this stage of the week, is that not going to happen?
We'll end up doing something at some point. Just a matter of whether it's today or tomorrow or next week, but we will do something with that 53rd spot.
At receiver, more than likely?
Possibly. You know, we're going to, you know, be looking at receiver, of course, and just seeing if that's the right thing to do, or, you know, do we look at another position as well.
Chris Summers a possibility for promotion? I mean, what's he showing you in practice?
He's done a real good job. He's really improved him from the time we've gotten him. Our coaches have talked about him in a positive way all the way throughout. George Stewart has raved about him, Bill Musgrave. He's done a good job, so we're really pleased with some of the things he's done.
Is he a consideration for promotion?
He's a consideration.
What does he bring? Chris Summers. He's a tall receiver.
His size is probably his biggest asset. I won't talk too much about him. He's on our practice squad, and people are taking guys off your practice squad now. So I don't want to build him up too much. But, you know, his size is probably his biggest advantage.
Are you planning on going with Jamarca yet as your starter, or any consideration for Mistral there?
I think we'll continue to start Jamarca for now and have Mistral coming in a rotation. And that's been working out pretty good, and we'll continue that this week as well.
Part of the plan for the rest of the year then, is at least as far as things go now?
I would say for this ball game, and then we'll reassess it when we come back on Monday.
Right guard situation, same thing, Fusco,
yep.
Starting.
Rotating Jeff in, yep.
Leslie, what was your overall take on the pressure you got on Cutler in that last game? There was one sack,
yeah.
But you got some hurries and some hits.
Right.
Does it have to be better?
Yeah, we've got to do a few things a little bit differently. We want to get more hits on them, even if we can't get the sacks, because they have obviously changed their passing attack. It's not the one that we saw before we played them. They really shortened up some routes and drops as well. And that's a smart move on their part. I think they gave up one sack against Seattle as well. They've done some things to help their offensive line, so we got to try to counter that in some way. But we need to figure out a way to make the quarterback uncomfortable. And well, what they've done strategically has made it a little bit more difficult, but we got to figure out a way to get it done.
You look at how Brandon Marshall was defensed on some of those catches. There's guys all over him.
I know.
Is there anything more you can do?
I tell you, it's tough. You know, we had guys in good position. Their quarterback did a good job of fitting in some tight spaces, but they're going to target him a bunch of times. He's going to get some catches. We just can't give up the explosive plays and hopefully not the game-changing plays. But, you know, we're so close. You like to hope that those things are going to weigh out in our favor coming home. I'm hoping. So,
are they still able to do the short passes and change their offense to that degree if they're in third and long?
That's the goal, Mark. Sound like you've been in our staff meetings, because We got to get them in more third and longs. That is one of our goals. You know, that short passing game, it's very effective when you keep it in manageable situations, and, you know, we got to get them in more third and longs.
At what point do they go away from that? Third and eight, 10?
You know, I don't.
They've made these changes.
Seattle got them there a few times last week, and it helped them. You know, they're very good in that third and 2-6. At least they have been in the last couple of weeks. So we got to get them in a little bit longer yardage situation and try to have a chance to rush.
What, if anything, did you see from your run defense that was better against Green Bay? Because they did run 36 times because of the game situation, but I think they only averaged about 3 yards a carry.
You know, even in the Chicago game, they averaged like 2.9. Our run defense, I mean, guys are, you know, doing the things you got to do. They've been in their gaps. They're running to the ball. They're tackling better. We got to do it this week. These guys can run the ball. I mean, they've got a good running back in Forte. Bush is still giving them something as well, especially in short yardage. So all the things you have to do to play good run defense, you know, being gap sound and tackling and never getting everybody running to the ball. So, all right, thanks, guys.